The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with your host, Phyllis Valois. Phyllis is here to help you become whole using all of the gifts that she has acquired over the years with divine guidance, compassion, and understanding in a non-judgmental way. We hope the next hour will empower you to find out more about your gifts of intuition as well. Now, here is Phyllis Valois.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Just to recap, last week we were talking about children and death and dying. And this week I have something a little more interesting to talk about. If you would like to reach the show, the number is 1-866-472-5795. I would love to talk with you today if you have the opportunity. And I can also be reached by email, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, at elemental-balance.ca. I would love to hear from you. I've had a pretty good week. I had the opportunity to go up and spend some time in the mountains for a couple days over the weekend. And for me and my soul, I need to go rejuvenate where there is water, where there are mountains, and where there are trees. And I always come back from having spent some time in the mountains or by water, by a lake or by the ocean, feeling totally rejuvenated and just uplifted and ready to face the world. So I really appreciated those couple days that I had up there. I felt very close to nature. I got to see some animals. I saw a deer that passed right in front of my place. And driving up, I saw some bighorn sheep and a beautiful deer with a huge rack. I very rarely have the opportunity to see male deer. It's usually females that tend to come around when I'm either traveling to the mountains or when I am in my place up there. So it was wonderful to be able to see him. The times that I see them are few and far between, so it was really a special gift for me to be able to see that. And sometimes we need to take some time just to be by ourselves, and I find that it gives you time for reflection, calms everything down. Just even taking a little walk in nature, being with the trees, and if you're by a river or a lake or an ocean, it just is so soothing to your soul. So I encourage everybody to do that. It can be a very meditative state. And I tell people often, go hug a tree or go sit with your back against the tree and just absorb the feelings that you get and how rejuvenating it is to be in that close contact with the tree. They do have a soul as well. So it is a wonderful way to rejuvenate your body and to let go of some of the stresses in your life. Now, the reason I'm talking about mountains and trees and nature and water is because I want to talk about the elemental kingdom. And as you notice, or if you have noticed, the name of my business is called Elemental Balance. And there is a reason for that. I am very drawn to the elemental kingdom, which is why I feel the best when I am by water, trees, and rocks and mountains. So that is our topic for today, the elemental kingdom. And part of that are incarnated elementals, and I will talk about that further on. I won't tell you all the details about what an incarnated elemental is. Now, the resources that I have used to prepare this show are the following. Fairies 101 by Doreen Virtue, The Magic of Fairies by Cassandra Eason, Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue, www.iasis.com, sorry if I mispronounce that. Some of these names are a little bit difficult if you're not used to their pronunciation. www.bibliotecafeiades.net, and again, I apologize if I mispronounce that. And www.healing-journeys-energy.com and www.bodysoulmind.net. Now, those are the resources that I use to compile the information that I'm presenting to you today. And the elemental kingdom actually refers to the nature angels. And the nature angels have a very special assignment to oversee the environment and animals where they reside, like in the forests, in the water, in the mountains, in the trees, in the grasses. Unlike angels and archangels, nature angels have egos like we do. They're more human in that respect. And they are not immortal. They usually live to be between 300 and 1,000 years old before they're absorbed back into the ocean of spirit. So they don't have immortality like angels and archangels. They have a mortal life, but they do live an incredibly long time. And it has been my experience that if one of the elementals decides to adopt you as their family, they will follow you. They will follow you from house to house. So that is really an interesting fact. So you may have the same elemental for generations in your family. And they're called elementals because they're based on the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. And they're also the lowest rank of the hierarchy of angels. And now another interesting fact is they can only represent one element. So if their element is fire, it's always fire. It cannot be air. They cannot be fire and they cannot be air. It is only the one. They are ethereal and are therefore invisible to most of us except those who are clairvoyant. As far as being able to see them, you may be able to see them in your mind's eye, or you may be able to feel them, but they are very, very shy, and they choose who they are going to allow to see them. And they have the power to change their size and appearance at will, but they can never, as I mentioned before, change elements. They live amongst the plants and animals and are responsible for the therapeutic effects that you feel when you're in nature, at the beach and sea, at lakes and rivers, in parks and nature reserves. That's why when you're out there, it feels like all the stress leaves your body and you just become so rejuvenated, and your body feels like it's healing when you're out in nature. They also help us feel invigorated and grounded. Now, if you wish to know them and get to meet them, spend some time in nature listening and observing moving grasses, because they're hiding in the grass, in the trees, in the rustle of the leaves in the trees, and in the waters. And they work primarily on the mental plane. They're known as builders of form. They usually begin small in size, but they increase in size as they evolve over the years. And one of their intentions was to facilitate heaven on earth. But because of humanity's thoughts and feelings, earth fell into general imperfection. They were obligated to outpicture the mass imperfection which has led to nature extremes, such as tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and polluted oceans and atmosphere. Without their work behind the scenes, we could not survive more than 48 hours. So their job is really to clear up the environment, to take care of the pollution, the air pollution, the water pollution. And I really believe they are helping us behind the scenes, and we're not even aware of it. And for every human soul, there is one elemental who volunteered to make the journey with them for as many lifetimes until your ascension. So we all have an elemental that is part of our team. So I really like that idea. I have a feeling I know mine. I'll share a little story with you before I go on. When I was taking one of my courses, I'm not exactly sure which one. I don't know if it was my mediumship course or my soul alignment, the essence course. I think it was that one. We were doing a beautiful meditation, and our instructor was playing crystal bowls. And we were all lying on the floor in this beautiful meditative state, just listening to these beautiful crystal bowls. And my head happened to be facing a storage room, and I could hear noise in there, and I'm like, what the heck? And it kept pulling me out of my meditative state, and I'm like, what's going on in there? All of a sudden, I felt this gnome come out of there, and he's the one who was making all this noise and distracting me. And he distracted me every meditation we did that day, even though I told him, hey, you know, you've got to cut and stop doing that because I'm trying to pay attention. I really want to hear this meditation, but you keep distracting me. So I have a feeling that in that meditation, that was his way of letting me know that he is one of my spirit team and that he's with me. And he was a little bit grumpy. They don't tend to be grumpy, but this one was, because I don't know, for whatever reason, he wasn't finding what he was looking for in the storeroom. And we will take just a little short break because we have a caller waiting to speak to us. So if we would like to welcome Lorraine. Hello. Yes. Hi.
Yes, hello. Yes, it's Lorraine calling from Calgary.
Hi, Lorraine. Alberta. How are you?
And now that you're talking about the elementals and their role with keeping nature in balance, can you comment on the recent extreme flooding that we experienced in southern Alberta, especially in Calgary? What is the role, or how can we call upon the elementals to come and bring a sense of inner peace to all the areas that were impacted so severely?
I believe that the flood happened for a reason. And further on, I have some information about an archangel that can help us, that we can call on to help with the environment. This archangel, as far as the elementals go, I think if you call on them, you invoke on them and ask for their help in restoring peace, like you said, I think that they will be there to help us in whatever way and encourage us in ways that may be such as looking at how we are treating Mother Earth and making us look at changes that we need to do. I think that if we as humans accept our responsibility towards the environment, such as perhaps dealing with pollution and all the other factors, and I know Calgary is an oil town, and I know that the oil industry impacts Mother Earth, and I feel like some of this flood happened for a reason. Part of it, my feelings are, was it needed to cleanse and to wake people up, to make people aware that all this damage that we're doing to the environment cannot keep happening because we're destroying our planet. And I think that that's what happened with the flood. So I'm hoping that it will have woken some people up and made people realize that, you know, changes need to be done. But the elementals themselves can help us by, if you plant flowers, the fairies are by the flowers. You know, just ask for their help, and I know that they'll be there to help. Did that answer your question, Lorraine? Or?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Now, thank you, Lorraine, for calling. I appreciate your question. It's something that has woken up a lot of people and really, really impacted my city. My province was this horrendous flood that we had in June. Many people lost parts of their homes. We're in a huge rebuilding phase here. Anyway, thank you. It was a wonderful question, and I'd like to go back to the topic of elementals. Now, if you're grateful and you send them love, gratitude, and appreciation for all the things that they help us with, they do it without our being aware of it. So just send them lots of love, gratitude, and appreciation. And I think that could be a way that we ask for their help, and they will help us get through our natural disasters that we're going through. I think that if we are grateful, truly grateful for their help in protecting and helping our beautiful planet, they will be there, and they would be happy to help us. Another thing that we can do to tap into the elementals, especially the fairies, and as a way to thank the fairies, is to use flower essences. Now, the brand that I know are the Bach flower essences. And what it does is it puts the frequencies of the fairies into your system and helps make it easier for you to sense, see, and communicate with them. So I would recommend that. I know a lot of people who use the Bach flower essences and really benefit from them. Now, we're going to get into the different elements of the elemental kingdom. We'll start with the earth element. And the earth elements are the beings of the forests, meadows, rocks, and crystals. And they are into ecological preservation. And the category are gnomes and their nature spirits. And there are subgroups of the gnomes. There are the brownies, the dryads, the dirdalis, earth spirits, elves, hamdryads, pans, pygmies, sylvesters, satyrs. And what their job is to look after the crystals, soil, sand, gemstones, rocks, stones, and the earth. And they work with the devas, or devas, for ecological preservation. And just for a little tidbit of information, devas are known to inhabit clear quartz crystals. And what they do, the gnomes, the category of the gnomes, they teach us about personal and planetary healing. And they help to restore balance and stability in the world. And they teach you to raise your vibrational rate as well as that of others and the earth itself. So because the gnomes and all the subcategory of gnomes and earth nature spirits, these would be the ones that I would call upon to help repair what has happened in the world today with the tornadoes and the tsunamis and the floods that have been happening a lot this year. It's been a year of great turmoil. So I would definitely call upon the nature spirits, the nature elementals, to help us with that particular aspect of what's happening today in our world. We will be taking a short break. And when we get back, we will be continuing to talk about the elemental kingdom, and we will resume with water after the break.
the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Have you discovered your true self yet? When we clearly understand how we create our reality, we can develop empathy and love for our humanity and that of others. Listen to Explorations in Consciousness with Dr. Joe. Your host, Dr. Joe Mancini, has spent years helping individuals get unstuck and find direction in their lives. Find out more by tuning into our expert guests and participants on Explorations in Consciousness, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Health is in your hands. What you do and what you don't do sets the course for the path of your life. Listen for Wise Chats, Simple Talk, Profound Wisdom with Dr. Mary Jo Bulbrook. Through this series, we'll explore energetic approaches to health and healing that provide practical and personal solutions. Our guests will share ideas and insights that will help us all adopt new behaviors and create lasting internal shifts. Wise Chats can be heard every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. Today we are talking about the elemental kingdom, which are the nature angels. And before the break, we were talking about the four elements that they are found under, the first one being earth, and now we will be moving on to water. Now, these nature spirits are usually found near rushing water, oceans, rivers, lakes, marshes, waterfalls. They are the mermaids, undines, water sprites, and many others. They help regulate the waterways and help creatures and plants that live in or on the water. How they help us is by helping us to cleanse and balance our emotions, to learn to go with the flow, the path of least resistance. Everything doesn't have to be difficult. And when you spend time in water or by water, it cleanses. And I, without even knowing this, I have been doing that for a long time. There's a special area that is not far from my place in Calgary. And whenever I feel like I'm overwhelmed, it's a place that I go to. And it allows me to let my emotions be free, to set my emotions free. It's a place I went after I lost an aunt because I couldn't grieve for her in front of anybody, so I went by the river and shed my tears for her. And I'm often drawn out to that area so that I can cleanse my soul and allow myself to feel my emotions. So water does that for you. It's a way to cleanse, and you feel so much better after. These animal spirits, the mermaids, undines, water sprites, they're very beautiful to look at and they're very graceful. They can be found in rocky pools and marshlands as well as anywhere that there's water of any kind. They work with vital essences and liquids of plants, animals, and humans. They're emotional beings who are very friendly and open to being of service to humans. and they have a great deal to teach us about adapting to different situations without losing our basic receptivity. Air. Those are the winged spirits of the sky, mountains, winds, and weather. And the fairies and pixies fall into this category. They tend to all growing plants, trees, grass, flowers, and also pets and animals. So if you pet an animal, for example, when I pet my pup, my little dog, I feel closer to them because I know that they're around. And children often see fairies. They are probably one of the groups that can see them the most. And of course, people don't believe them and tell them off if you're just seeing things and it's your imagination, but they really do. If you treat them with respect and consideration, your garden and flowers will flourish as they return the favor. They tend to your flowers and gardens. Some of the air nature spirits carry our prayers and affirmations to the angels and higher realms. They are winged beings. They encourage increased mental prowess. Air spirits, and they have the highest vibratory rate. They live hundreds of years, never seeming to get old. They live on tops of mountains, and it's the sylphs that live on top of mountains. They are light, free, and flexible, and encourage us to increase our mental prowess and intellectual abilities to be creative, use our imaginations, communication, and inspiration. But they can be volatile and changeable like the wind. They have egos, so they can be very changeable. They're usually seen with wings, like cherubs or fairies. They work closely with the angels of sacred sites to help us to understand the aspects of life that our ancestors knew instinctively. And there's a correlation between the phases of the moon, the season, and the tides. Fire for passion, inspiration, creativity, and fast-moving matters. They are the spirits of the heart fires, bonfires, and forest fires, and typically they're the salamanders, not the salamanders of the reptilian world. These are different salamanders. They're known as salamanders. They guard the secrets of transformational energy of fire and tend to the flames. They call us towards light and awaken us from our slumber. They teach us spiritual fire. Lightning flash of fire is the ultimate unprecedented spiritual growth and soul illumination. They are a dynamic energy of life force. Fire purifies, burns, cleanses, and destroys the old so that the new can come in. Now, there is so much information that I have not shared with you about the elemental kingdom. There is an abundance of information about them. So if you're curious about them, do some research. Find out. I have not explained everything. This is just a little brief presentation of who they are and a little bit about what they do. Now, I mentioned incarnated angels. Now, Doreen Virtue has a book called Earth Angels. And Earth Angels are people who have incarnated, who have taken a human body to experience life on Earth. And I can give you a couple examples of incarnated angels or incarnated people. One are incarnated angels, incarnated elementals. An elemental taking the body of a human. And she goes on to describe star people and wise ones and a whole bunch of different other categories. This book, Earth Angels, really explained to me why I always felt different and why things were so challenging for me and why I always felt like I didn't fit. So if you're one of these people who feels a little different and is wondering perhaps if maybe you could be an Earth Angel, please read her book. It's really fascinating, and it gave me such a sense of peace because now I understand who I am and what I'm here for. Now, incarnated elementals are earth angels. And some people choose to be earth angels and come back to live their lives as incarnated elementals, meaning that elementals have chosen to incarnate in a physical body. Some of the characteristics are as follows. Physically, they look like their namesakes, like fairies, elves, pixies, gnomes, leprechauns, mermaids, dolphins, incarnated animals, and unicorns. I have an uncle that, as he grew older and up to the time of his passing, looked like an elf. He had the pointy ears, the little head, and his body shrank. And I swear to God, he looked like a little elf. So I am 100% sure that he was an incarnated elemental, because he looked so much like them. So if you meet somebody, just think about that. Do they resemble an elf or a gnome? Gnomes have big round bellies. Leprechauns, think of some Irish people that you may know that have some of the tendencies. Now, they often have reddish hair and a Celtic heritage, or appearance with ruddy complexion or freckles. So very much of the Celtic heritage. And there is some Celtic heritage in my lineage. My grandmother was both Scottish and Irish. So the fact that my uncle looked like an elf to me is not a surprise, because it is part of our heritage. Now, here's some four questions that you can ask yourself to determine if you may be an incarnated elemental. How do I feel about rules? Incarnated elementals can't stand rules and think that those who abide by them are wimps. Is there mischief in my eyes? Incarnated elementals are fun-loving, practical jokers and always looking for a good laugh. What type of wings do I have? Angels have feathery wings. Elementals have butterfly or dragonfly wings. They also have slim bodies, fast metabolisms, and a sensitive nervous system. And the fourth question is, what is my relationship to addictions? Unfortunately, incarnated elementals are often addicts. They love to party. Maybe the answers to these questions will help you identify if perhaps you are an incarnated elemental. Now, some more traits about them. They often get into trouble with their wacky sense of humor. Their sense of humor is not normal. And it can offend people. So they really can get into a lot of trouble. They often become professional entertainers, such as comedians, actors, dancers, or musicians. They prefer the company of animals and plants and can be quite solitary, except when they want a party. They're prone to substance abuse and addictions, and they need a lot of time and space alone in nature. They can be shy or reclusive at times, which is kind of funny because they're practical jokers and comedians. So the fact that they can be shy and reclusive is really kind of interesting. They also have a high frequency of depression. They may be passive-aggressive with a lack of respect for humans who show wasteful ways. They exhibit same personality traits as elves, fairies, and leprechauns. They may have difficulties working indoors or on a set schedule. And if they do work indoors, they should try to have a window in their offices, and they should try to go outside as often as they can during their breaks. Incarnated elementals have magical manifestation abilities, and they're usually born under the zodiac signs of Taurus, Capricorn, Virgo, Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio. And they're often angry at people for being so unkind to the earth and so passive about its cleanup. Their life purpose could be being involved in environmentalism or animal rights. and they become very protective of animals, plants, soil, and water. They should have nature-related jobs such as pet sitting or grooming, gardening or nursery work, conservation or forestry work. And by doing that type of work, it makes them feel their best. Guidance and suggestions if you're an incarnated elemental. Spend a lot of time outdoors. Laugh and play. Manifest consciously, because you have the ability to manifest very easily. So be careful about what you ask for, because that is what you're going to get. Don't throw fireballs. Watch your temper. And your fiery nature. Now, we know kind of a stereotype of redheaded people is that they really do have fiery tempers and get angry very easily. And another suggestion for you is engage in environmentalism. The elemental kingdom is often upset with humans and may choose not to reveal themselves to you until you prove that you're worthy of being in and seeing their presence. The destruction that we are doing to Mother Earth has greatly troubled them, and we are all encouraged to make changes to reverse some of the damage that has been done. It can be as simple as picking garbage when you see it, recycling, and changing to earth-friendly cleaning products. That's as easy as that. If we all did our part and picked up garbage when we see it on the road or the streets, changed from chemically based cleaning products to more earth-friendly, we're helping protect Mother Nature by doing that. It's not a complicated thing. Something as easy as using vinegar and water instead of chemicals, and you'll see a change in your environment. You will not only be breathing freer, I would say there would probably a lot less cases of asthma or respiratory problems that we have today. We are a society that depends too much on products that are so chemically toxic and are causing people to be sick. I could name a few, but I won't, because I don't want to get into trouble, but we all know what they are. So when you're out in nature, talk to them. Acknowledge their presence. Let them know when you're going to mow the grass so that they can get out of the way. Stop. Close your eyes and see if you can feel them, because even if you can't, they surely are there. Leave the fairies shiny objects or wrapped candy when you would like to work with them. Put some candy out in your garden, in your flowers, and see what happens. That's something that I need to do. Another thing that the elementals really like is if you put crystals in your flowers. It really helps show them that you care about them. If you see a ring of mushrooms, this signifies the presence of fairies, so don't destroy them. They also love to party, make music, dance, and in general have fun at night. If you listen closely in the quiet of the night, maybe you will be blessed by hearing or seeing one of their parties. I have great respect for the elementals that share Mother Earth with us. All we have to do is remember that they are there. Honor and respect them, and they will return the favor in kind. They won't come to you unless you earn their respect. They will never show themselves to you unless you are kind to them. And as I mentioned, they like shiny objects. So if you put things outside in your yard, perhaps you will be visited and you will be allowed to see them. Maybe today will be the day that you will be blessed with a sighting of one or many of these magical, mystical, wonderful nature spirits. Please honor them. And we all have to make a conscious decision to start taking better care of our beautiful planet. It is in sore need of our help. The elementals can only do so much. We have to acknowledge that we are causing the problems that we are having with nature, such as the tornadoes and volcanoes and tsunamis and everything else. We are causing that by our actions. And if every one of us made a conscious decision to start with recycling, simple things such as recycling and picking up garbage when you see it and using earth-friendly products, I know that we can reverse the damage that has been done. Now, we will be taking a short break. When we get back from the break, we'll be talking about Archangel Uriel. And Archangel Uriel is the light of the world, known as the light of the world. We will be back after a short break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
On the program Inside Out, our outsides match our insides. Join host Beth Green along with co-host James Maynard for an insightful weekly journey that lets us all be real with no boundaries. We'll discuss current events, interview amazing guests, challenge old ideas, and see ourselves and our world more clearly. It's about you as much as us. So you're invited to call in, write in, and most of all, tune in. Listen for Inside Out, live every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Explore subconscious programs, belief systems, and past life memories that may be sabotaging your life. Join host Dorian Light on her show, All About You, as she helps you to shift, change, and heal your life. Each week, Dorian does a light session using psychic energetics and the language of light to energetically shift and clear negative patterns you have stored regarding that week's topics. Step into the realm of infinite possibilities for your life. All About You airs live Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave. The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with Phyllis Valois. To reach our program today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or you may send an email to phyllis@elemental-balance.ca. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. And I hope you enjoyed my segment on the Elemental Kingdom. And we have a caller, Claudia from California. Welcome, Claudia.
Oh, hi, Phyllis. I'm new to your program, but I would like to ask for a little bit of guidance regarding my love life, if you have any messages for me from anybody.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to pull one of my cards for you. How's that?
Hi.
Okay. And I'll just clear I like to use the mermaid and dolphin cards.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some relationship cards. Unfortunately, I don't believe I have them here with me.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me have a quick peek here. Yes, I do. I have some cards called the romance angels. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
How about if we have a look and see what comes up with that for you? Just give me 1 second. And I will put the intention that the cards that I get, I'll pull 3 cards for you just to see what they have to say. Okay. One, And these are specifically the romance angel cards from, and they're from Doreen Virtue, just so you know. Now, the first card I picked is romantic feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings are real and worth exploring. Now, is this a new relationship, Claudia, or?
Kind of, yes.
It's kind of new?
Mm-hmm.
Well, based on this card, I would say that they're real. Your feelings for this person are real, and it's worth exploring. Just a caution, when you're in a new relationship, don't rush in too quickly and make decisions too quickly. Take the time to get to know them. Now, the second card I got was deception, and that's where my caution comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It says someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship, so this person could be hiding things from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said take your time and get to really know them. It's worth exploring, but be sure that you know every aspect of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is someone from your past is returning to your life, reconciliation. Now, isn't that interesting?
Which would be also the person, because it was a little bit of a disconnect.
Oh, okay.
So it is still disconnection, so.
Okay. Well, my overall thing would be to be cautious and to, you know, take your time and get to really be sure before you really jump in and make sure they're not going to deceive you. That would be my information for you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Claudia. You have a wonderful day.
Goodbye.
Bye. And we have another caller on the line, and I hope I say your name right, Mirma?
Close enough.
Close enough. Can you tell me how
Myrna.
You pronounce?
Marina?
Marina. Marina. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
And how can I help you today?
Well, like you, I'm an intuitive, and I just would like to know, I'm trying to take my business to the next level, and I want to know, do you have any insight on that, on how to do that or what's coming up for that?
Okay, can you share a little bit about what you do?
I teach angel classes.
Awesome, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you being drawn to?
Well, right now I'm finishing up a cycle of teaching, so I'm going to have a couple of weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
Before I start up again.
Okay. I'm feeling, and I'm going to just pull a couple mermaid and dolphin cards for you. How's that? And see, I've been finding that these cards have been really helping me get messages, but I'm getting that you're a little burnt out and that you need to take a little bit of time to give yourself a break and perhaps spend time in nature.
Yep.
Are you close to the next week? Pardon me?
But I'm traveling next week out of town for some R&R.
Awesome. That's the message I got, is that you need to...
September off.
Yeah, that you need to take a bit of time off and rejuvenate your soul. Are you an empath as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you do clearing work?
Yes. Myself. Your friends and healers and salt
bath. Awesome. 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 Keep up the good work. I pulled three cards from the mermaid and dolphin deck for you. And the first one's really interesting. It's called Playtime.
Mm-hmm.
So the dolphins know the importance of playing as joy creates miracles and manifestations. So you need the R&R, but you also need to play. And I'm feeling like your little one, your little inner child needs to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to hear you're going away and taking some respite. But honor her. Honor your little one. What did you like to do as a little girl? What was your favorite thing?
Probably like jump rope and hopscotch.
Do some of that. For me, one of my things that nourishes my soul is to go swinging. Go on a playground equipment and just swing. And it brings back those joyful feelings we had as a child. So don't forget to play.
Mm-hmm.
And a confirmation, you've got a healing heart. You're a powerful healer. Keep up the great work.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it up, but don't forget to play. And then the last card I picked was watch your thoughts. It's important to think, to only think about what you desire, what not what you fear. And I know that you're going to get the guidance as to where your classes and things are going to take you. I can give you a bit of insight as to what I did and what led me to this show. I haven't been teaching classes, but I've been doing sessions and readings for people. Mm-hmm. And about 3 months ago, I bought a huge piece of citrine. And what I did with it is I had a relationship question, so I asked about that, and that was clarified for me. And I went up to the mountains, as I mentioned earlier in the show, and did the same thing. I asked, well, okay, I know that I'm on the right path. Am I fulfilling my life purpose? And 2 days later, I got the call from Voice America out of the blue. So all you have to do is ask. And I find that, for me, citrine is a wonderful crystal to use in mm-hmm. helping.
I'm sitting with mine right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, keep up. And I think once you're away and you allow yourself some quiet time, you'll be able to find what it is that you're supposed to do next. I believe it's right there in front of you.
Okay.
So don't give up, and take the time to nourish your soul and keep up the great work. We all, us light workers, have a great job to do. And thank you for being part of that.
Thank you.
All right. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, thank you, Phyllis.
Okay, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I would like to take this time to say thank you to both Claudia and to Marina for calling in today. It helps make the show more interesting for me, but also for you as well, as you can get to see a little bit about the work that I do. And I find that it's really important that we have a connection. And even intuitives need help from others. Sometimes we can't see things that are right in front of us. Now, I was going to talk about Archangel Uriel, but I think we'll leave him till next week. And I want to talk about the three cards I pulled for a short reading for myself this week. And I use the Magical Messages from the Fairies Oracle card deck, and that's from Doreen Virtue. Now, these three cards are interesting, and there's one card in here that I keep pulling, and I'll tell you about it in a second. The first one is emotional healing, and I think this is a message for everybody. As your heart heals old emotional pain, you receive new blessings and love. And I am a work in progress with this. I have been doing an enormous amount of work to let go of the past and to heal the past and to forgive people from the past so that I can move forward and accomplish everything that I'm here to accomplish. At some point, you've got to own your stuff. Deal with it, accept it, deal with it, and let it go. And emotional healing is something that I am definitely working on a day-to-day basis so that I can become the best person that I can and have a life full of promise, and so that I can achieve my life purpose. So I really love this card, and I believe it's for everybody. The second card I picked, which is really ironic because I just got this new Magical Messages and Fairies deck, and every time I pick a card, I pick the card Sun. And it says, your son is watched over and protective as he explores his world. Now, I don't have a son. I never had any children. So, since it keeps coming up, it's trying to get my attention. Now, what I have come up with is, it could be a message from my father, but it doesn't feel like that. And there is only one other person in this world that I consider or would consider to be my son. And I am getting that I need to contact him and just tell him how I feel. And to tell him, you know, that I love him and accept him unconditionally. So maybe if I do that, the Sun card will stop popping up. And the third one is admit your true feelings to yourself. Be honest with yourself. Only you know what it is that you truly desire. And Marina, I think this could apply to you as well. You have to look at everything and be honest. Is this exactly what I want to do? Examine it in great depth, and perhaps what it is exactly that you want to do will be revealed. So it is for me to examine as well. Admit my true feelings to myself. Often we're afraid of that. So I really enjoyed those cards. And I pulled another card, and this one is an intention for everybody. And I really, 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 really like it. It's the Synchronicity card from the Mermaid and Dolphin deck. And it says, your prayers and questions are being answered by synchronistic events. Notice them in order to increase their flow. And synchronicity is when you keep hearing, for example, the same song. Or you wake up in the morning and there's a song in your head. And it won't go away. You keep hearing just a part of the song. That's synchronicity. The message is in the lyrics that you're singing. That's how the angels and your guides are trying to reach you, is through synchronistic words of a song. It can be numbers are wonderful. Just when I started opening up, I kept seeing 333. I'd look at the clock, it was 333. I'd be driving and the license plate in front of me was 333. Or words, it can be words. You'll be looking and say the word, I don't know, love keeps popping up everywhere. Everywhere you go, you see the word love. That is synchronistic. So the more that you become aware of them, the more that you're going to create them, and the more you're going to get exactly the answers to your prayers and questions. So just be careful this week and watch what's happening around you. And I hope you enjoyed our show today. I enjoy talking about the elementals. And just so you know, I feel that a little part of me is an elemental. Not 100%, but a little part of me is an elemental. And enjoy nature, appreciate nature. Learn to treat her with more respect. And I wish you all a wonderful week in light and love. And remember, I am God's perfect child. I am peace. I am joy. I am love. And we'll be talking to you again next week, calling you from and speaking with you from Vancouver. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Elemental Balance, Soul and Spirit Guidance with your host, Phyllis Valois. We'll be back next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. This week, may your own soul and spirit guide you.